All right, hold the presses. Google Maps has abrogated a treaty from 1858 between Costa Rica and Nicaragua, shelved a diplomatic solution mediated during the Grover Cleveland administration, and started the first war of the downloads in the fall of 2010. That may just be how history books write what happened this week when a group of Nicaraguan soldiers crossed a border and invaded Costa Rica, justifying their decision by citing a Google map that placed the border between the two countries 2.7 kilometers from its actual physical location. Arturo Wallace is a reporter for BBC Mundo, originally based with the BBC in Managua, but he joins us now from London. Arturo, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, aside from using Google Maps as a justification for anything, what do you think is actually going on here? This place is a subject of dispute going back to the 1850s.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's never has been completely clarified, and that's basically the problem. Even the demarcation of the border after the Grover Cleveland arbitration award, you know, was never completed. And a binational commission established in 1991 never managed actually to put like the physical boundary stones. And that actually has resulted in a lot of fighting between Nicaragua and Costa Rica, diplomatic fighting, you know, like the thing is that the river is very important for both countries, you know, like it has a lot of touristic potential. It's very important from an environmental point of view. And therefore, you know, like very valuable for both nations, you know.
And Arturo, let's name the river and let's get people to go to Google Maps and actually see exactly what we're talking about, because it's so interesting how it's unfolding online as well as in the way that we're talking. What's the river?
It's San Juan River. It's in the south part of Nicaragua, the northern part of Costa Rica. It's a very large river that actually goes all the way from the Caribbean Sea to the big lake of Nicaragua.
But the river's moved in the last half century.
Yeah, of course. You know, like it's part of a natural process. And actually what Nicaragua is trying to do right now, and what's basically at the bottom of this dispute, is actually dredging the river. They're trying actually to get rid of sediments that actually have forced the river to change course. And by doing that, they might actually gain some territory for Nicaragua. And that's what's being debated right now.
We're speaking with Arturo Wallace, who's a reporter for BBC Mundo, talking about Nicaraguans crossing a border claiming Costa Rica is on Nicaraguan land, citing a Google map as the reason for their so-called invasion. You know, political controversy over territory, Arturo. You've also got the rivers moving. So is it any wonder? Here's Google's statement issued on its lat-long blog, which covers mapping technology, that officially apologizes and tries to explain what's going on here. Quote, says Google, "It is our goal to provide the most accurate, up-to-date maps possible. Maps are created using a variety of data sources." I think that's interesting. "There are inevitably going to be errors in that data. We work hard to correct any errors as soon as we discover them. Once our updates go live in Google Earth and Maps, we will be depicting the border according to the most recent and definitive records available. But as we know, cartography is a complex undertaking, and borders are always changing. We remain committed to updating our maps as needed." It's the updating problem here, because this is updating a dispute that is constantly updating itself, right, Arturo?
Yeah, exactly. And Nicaragua actually asked Google not to update the map, you know, like, and keep it the way it is. What Nicaragua is also proposing is actually to go to the Hague again, to have the International Court of Justice in The Hague to rule and to establish the definite boundaries between the two countries. I have to point, it's not the first time that technology actually is part of this problem. Back in 2009, Encarta, you know, the encyclopedia from
sure.
Microsoft,
yeah, yeah,
actually had Rio San Juan as the biggest Costa Rican river. And it was a very bad timing, because it was also at the end of towards the end of a ruling from the International Court in The Hague, trying to establish the rights of navigation that Costa Rica had on a Nicaraguan river. So it's not the first time that technology actually is part of these sort of disputes. And it will go in, you know, it will keep going until, you know, the demarcation process is finished, and probably until a body like the tribunal in The Hague actually establishes clearly.
Or a war. Like, I mean, some maps said Malvinas, some maps said Falklands. So sometimes wars decide these things.
No, but not a war, not a war. I mean, there's no way those two countries will go to war. There's been a lot of very harsh language, you know, like, and the Organization of American States actually has to rule something today, you know, like, and Costa Rica expects that they will demand Nicaragua to move their troops. But I don't think, you know, there are like conditions for a conflict between two nations that share a lot of things, not only a border.
But there's a lot of information in the maps, a lot more than just the picture of the world. It makes you think the guys at Google who went, oh, what a great idea. We'll just make a Google map of the world. It sometimes doesn't feel like such a great idea in situations like this, eh?
Yeah, well, at the same time, probably this technology might allow, you know, like both countries to establish clearly and once and for all, you know, like where the boundary is.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Understanding that the problem is also that the river is the boundary, you know, like and the formulation of the arbitration award from 1897, you know, like is quite complex. It says that the boundary will always be the south bank of the river, but a river that actually can be navigated. You know, like, and that's what the dredging is going on and everything. So it's a little more complicated. I wouldn't, you know, like, blame only Google for
that. Well, as far as we know, Google can't actually move rivers in actuality on the face of the earth. Arturo Wallace, reporter for BBC Mundo, formerly based in the BBC in Managua, Nicaragua. He spoke with us from London and talking about this dispute motivated by a inadvertent use of a Google map to justify the crossing of a border by Nicaraguan soldiers on the bank of a river in Costa Rica.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.